Today we had Magic Date Day, which I hadn't done so often, last little bit, getting back to it. Today was my date, and Mariko took me to a few things, including a tour of the Paramount Theater, which is a place that I love in Oakland. It's this just stunningly beautiful Art Deco movie palace from the 30s. And I love going to the movies there, and I love just going in there. And God, we saw Seinfeld there in like the very top row. It seats 3,000 people. And we got to see the whole place. I mean, I've been in there before, but we got to also see backstage, which I hadn't realized, including the green room. And I mean, so many green rooms, because so many dressing rooms, because I hadn't really, even though I knew it was a vaudeville house, it didn't really gel till we were backstage and I realized, oh yeah, they would have done shows here with like 100 people. You have to have a massive amount of stuff for that. And we got to walk in the stage, which was really thrilling. There's nothing that makes me feel more alive than being in a theater, especially on a stage or backstage. It's pretty exciting for me. I don't know if that's ever going to change. And it was really interesting to get a sense. It still feels intimate with 3,000 people. And that really says something about how it's designed and what it would take to reach people at the top while you're doing comedy. I mean, definitely give me more respect for Seinfeld and for anyone performing in there. We did other things. We walked around in the rain. We had lunch. We had donuts. We had really good donuts. I had another macchiato, which seems to be my new pleasure. And we played pool, and it was just, you know, here's part of what marked the day as different. We've tried to stay off social media during the date. And really during Shabbos, I kind of kept a version of Shabbos. You know, we had dinner last night with friends and I grew up doing that, but I never really grew up with the idea of trying to not work on Saturday. And, you know, to keep our minds in kind of a restful, spacious place. And if I thought about it at all as following a rule, that has no appeal to me at all. That's not why I did it and why I want to, I think, try to keep doing it. It's because I really want to be able to connect with myself, and it's really easy with so much to think about or do and to have a hard time doing that. This was really grounding, especially because of the amount of time I spend online or in social media, on the web, thinking about getting things accomplished. Having the sort of free and energizing time as an affirmative thing I wanted to do really helped me do it in a way that wasn't about following a rule or being religious. Those things have no appeal to me. But having some regularity and grounding and taking care of myself and connecting more to my girlfriend does. So it does feel vulnerable to talk about it because it kind of sounds, if you'd said it to me, it would just sound crazy. But something I tried, I guess we're taking a class and learning about it and helping understand why to do, you know, these traditions are around and how they can make sense in a way that's relevant to me. And anyway, I tried it and it was pretty great. It was a great day.